Hello, it's Rhee here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. We continue our news items, which include concern over the rise in ambulance safety incidents, and a park remains closed after the discovery of a large hole. But first, the council supports a plan for 300 student flats, despite objections.
The Heritage Watchdog has raised serious concerns over the development, which would see a tower of 302 flats built at Barn Road in Norwich, with a council-run car park underneath. While its submission supported the notion of development of the site, it was critical of the building's design, particularly given its proximity to the city walls. The watchdog also suggested the proposed building should be reduced in height and set back 10 metres from the city walls to allow for tree planting without causing root damage. Despite these reservations, council officers have recommended that members of the planning committee at City Hall give the development, which is known as Mulberry Yard, the green light.
A charity which helps support bereaved children in the region is set to be boosted from a community choir's 10th anniversary concert in the city. Norwich Community Choir is busy making plans for a charity concert at Norwich Cathedral later this month, which will see proceeds donated to Nelson's Journey. The choir has successfully secured sponsorship from several local businesses, including Alan Boswell Group, Gough Petroleum, and Norwich Accountancy Services. Meg Turpin, choir leader, said, to quote, "The kind generosity of these local businesses will help us raise more money for Nelson's Journey. The choir has supported many charity events over the years, but our 10th anniversary concert is the most ambitious we've organised ourselves." Nelson's Journey, now based at the Octagon Business Park in Little Plumstead, was founded in 1997 and has since helped hundreds of children up to the age of 17 who have experienced the death of a significant person in their life, such as a parent or sibling.
Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner has announced that he would not be seeking re-election when his term ends in 2020. Lorne Green, who became the Conservative Commissioner in 2016, said that a change in family circumstances had prompted his decision.
The number of safety incidents reported at the region's Ambulance Trust nearly doubled in the space of a year. East of England Ambulance Trust has the highest number of safety incidents reported out of all 10 services across the country, despite only reporting 3 months of data instead of the full six. But in the vast majority of those cases, 87.9%, the patient was found to have suffered no harm. And the Trust also had the joint lowest percentage of harm to patients rated as high. A spokesman for the Trust said, to quote, "In most cases, we perform well when compared to other trusts." There had been a dramatic rise in the number of incidents reported from 949 between October 2016 and March 2017 and 1,738 for the same period the following year.
More young people from across Norfolk are to receive training in what to do if someone gets stabbed. The Street Doctors Initiative will see another 120 people educated about the devastating and sometimes fatal consequences of knife crime. The scheme was first delivered in Great Yarmouth in March 2017, with reportedly lots of positive feedback from young people attending. Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, is funding the sessions in Norwich. Delivered by registered charity Street Doctors, the scheme provides those taking part with education and advice, with the aim of changing attitudes towards violence and helping them take responsibility for their own actions. As part of his commitment to preventing offending and reducing vulnerability, the Police and Crime Commissioner has backed the project, which sees teenagers given life-saving first aid training.
A park in Helston remains closed almost 2 weeks on from the discovery of a 30-foot deep hole. Helston Parish Council shut Mountfield Park after the hole was spotted by a groundskeeper. The hole, which is thought to be a previously covered soakaway, was initially cordoned off. But after the barricades were stolen overnight, the council's clerk decided to shut the whole park for health and safety reasons. Mark Knight, parish clerk, said a company had been out to assess the hole, but added it will be a sustained amount of time until the park reopens.
A hospital ward has been closed to new admissions after an outbreak of norovirus. The Loddon ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital closed due to patients who have the stomach bug. A hospital spokesman said that patients already affected by norovirus have been moved within the area and a thorough clean of the ward was underway. It's not known when the ward will reopen. Professor Nancy Fontaine, the chief nurse and director of infection prevention, said that visitors should wash their hands as a matter of routine with hot, soapy water upon entering and leaving a ward. She added, "To help keep norovirus out of hospitals, it's important that people do not visit patients if they have been ill with a stomach bug in the previous 3 days or in close contact with someone who has had sickness or diarrhoea."
What started out as an idea between friends has grown into one of the country's best dry ski slopes with 4,000 members. Norfolk Snow Sports Club in Trouse, home of Norfolk's only dry ski slope, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The club, originally called Norfolk Youth Ski Club, was founded by Ivan Palfrey and Nancy Clark in 1968 after a skiing trip. Before the slope was built, trips were made to Crystal Palace Dry Ski Slope, but in 1972 a slope was made out of plastic ski matting, scaffold poles and wooden boxes, was built in Wensum Lodge, King Street, Norwich. It moved to Whitlingham Lane in Trouse in 1976. Skiers had to walk up the slope as there was no lift system, but in 1978 members designed and built their own. The club continues to grow with more members and volunteers and in 1981 improved the material used on the slope to dendrix, a plastic mesh that mimics snow. In 1991, the club was handed a national lottery grant for £300,000, which was used to make further improvements, including a clubhouse, allowing the ski slopes to host the All England Championship in 1993 and four more times since.
A construction company has been hit with a fine for carrying out unlicensed asbestos cleaning work at a major Norwich office block. Norwich-based Y Construction was refurbishing the Rose Lane Business Centre, now rebranded the Union Building, including a former kitchen and canteen in 2015, when the dangerous building material was discovered. After an intervention by the Health and Safety Executive, a survey was carried out which revealed asbestos debris across an area the size of a football pitch, which the unlicensed contractor proceeded to sweep up and vacuum with a vacuum cleaner. Wire Construction of the Union Building was found guilty at Norwich Magistrates Court of breaching three sections of the Control of Asbestos Regulations 2012. The company, which is now in liquidation, was fined £90,000 and ordered to pay full costs of £7,184. The court heard that work on the project began in April 2015 and continued until early November of the same year. An HSE investigation found that the labourers employed by the contractor to carry out the demolition works were mostly vulnerable non-English speakers with limited understanding of English, little awareness of asbestos on site, and no prior asbestos awareness training. No demolition and refurbishment asbestos survey was put in place before the project started, although the HSE intervened to assure that one was carried out, which revealed the extent of the asbestos debris. And now to Information Desk